Hello and welcome to It's About Time podcast. I'm Mario Halouvas, productivity specialist, presenter and trainer. This show, sponsored by Priority Management, will give you the processes and tools to get things done quickly because you know it's about time you took control. We'll be talking productivity, work-life balance, mindfulness, and the latest technology to help you save time at work. My first series of podcasts are going to be dedicated at the amazing EAs and PAs who we all know rule this world. Behind every successful CEO and executive out there, there's a more amazing and efficient assistant. We're going to talk about sharing tools, tips, and insights on how to feel confident and inspired on the job, as well as look at what CEOs look out for when they're recruiting EAs and talking to EAs and PAs themselves on what does and doesn't work in their world. We're going to be talking to some of the best software solution experts, Priority Management. But first, let me tell you a little bit about me. Who is Mario Halouvas? The first time I actually got exposed to productivity was in the film and television industry. I quickly found out that while I was sitting on the set of Babe 2 as an animatronic puppeteer, that you didn't have a chance to be late, not be organized, because every time you weren't ready to go, it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars with crews and people standing around and waiting. So I soon learned that you could be sitting there for 5, 6, 8 hours idle, and suddenly the director turns around and says, right, we're ready to shoot you, and you need to be ready. It was quite interesting to me, being a creative person, to think about this whole idea of time management and planning, because often when you are creative, there can be a tendency to be a bit more free-flowing and free-spirited. So having said that, I had to quickly learn quick smart that I had to plan, be organized, and I had to be on time. I had to be ready to get into groove and into action within seconds or minutes. And I've really got to say, since then, I've now realized that being a creative person doesn't mean I have to be so free-spirited. You can actually be organized, on time, and planned and still not hinder your creativity. I actually think it's a little bit of a myth where people say, I'm creative, I'm not organized. And that's where I really try and tap into people who are particularly creative and say, hey, it's a learned skill. Look, I've done it. I used to thrive on lastminute.com. You know, just if I just go back to my uni days, I'd be given an assignment and say, this is due in 2 months. So what did I do? I'd sit on it and go, oh, I've got heaps of time. I remember at least 2 or 3 days before, there would be this little impetus of stress that would push me to get it done. And then I'd finally work under duress. And for years and years, you know what I said to myself? Mario, you work really well under pressure. And that became my mantra. Throughout my early stages of my career, I really did believe that I worked better under pressure. So what did I do? I made that come true. I kept leaving things to the last minute. And then I'd always get them done. I don't think I never really delivered at any time in my life because I had such a strong work ethic, but my delivery was usually under duress, late nights, and this feeling of pressure that I had to get it done. But since delving into the world of productivity and becoming a productivity specialist for the last 12 years, I've actually realized that that's not necessarily true. Sure, we all need an impetus of stress, and we all need a little bit of adrenaline to get things done. But it doesn't have to be last minute. It can be well planned. You can break your things up into small chunks and make them more biteable and digestible. And really look at how you're trying to get to that end result rather than just thinking about the end result and working backwards. And there's some of the things that I'm going to explore in my podcast moving forward. What are these processes that we can implement to help us? What are some of these tools that are going to give us these amazing results? Because at the end of the day, I believe every single one of you are getting results right now. There's no doubt. There is no doubt, because if you weren't getting results, you wouldn't be in your current job doing what you're doing. At what cost are some of these results coming at? Is it, like me, that element of stress that you have? Is it an element of time? Is it just sometimes taking a little bit longer? And is it because maybe you're just unaware of some of those other tools that are available to you right now? I just haven't got that knowledge. Because you know what? We get so caught up in just doing our jobs day to day that who has the time to sit there and then start exploring new technologies and new ways of working? We are so in the do mode. So hopefully what you're going to get from me is you're going to be able to stop, think about what you're doing, and maybe spend a little bit more time in the pre-planning phase rather than the doing phase. And maybe think about re-engineering some of the things that you do and hopefully discovering a few new technologies that you didn't even know existed or would help you get to that result. So I'm really looking forward to taking you on this journey, and I hope you can come along with me, because I can assure you that each segment is going to be really filled with a lot of interesting tips, some great new insights, and hopefully some real little hidden gems that are going to change the way you work. So just to whet the appetite, because you know it's about time, I'm going to give you three of my top tips. Number one, according to Loughborough University, 2.1 hours of our day are interrupted. So you need to stop and do a self-check and see, where are your interruptions coming from? Is it people? Is it email, phone calls? Do you procrastinate? So do a self audit for the next week or two. Just watch yourself every day and say, where are my interruptions going? And then think of one strategy how we could manage some of those. If it's people, you might ask them to bundle their communication. If it's email, you might think about checking it at regular intervals. And if it's things like phone or other distractors, we might silence those and only check them at certain times. Number two, email overload. All of us are swamped by email. Every day I speak to people, people say, Mario, I'm getting too many emails and I'm getting distracted. One thing you can all do is go into your settings and turn off your email notifications. And then you go in at regular intervals and check emails. Make sure you let people know if that's urgent communication to reach to you in some other form, like a text message or a WhatsApp or a phone call. When you do go in and touch your emails, try and only touch them once. Just think of this, every time you touch an email, if you can do it now because it's got urgency and importance, do it. If you're not going to do it now, make a decision when you're going to do it and schedule it in your diary. If you have to delegate it, forward it on. And if it's not relevant to you or anyone, just delete it. Just remember that simple 4D process. And finally, number three, meetings. Ineffective meetings are the third highest productivity drain in Australia. So next time you're invited to meetings, I want you to ask these questions. What is the purpose of this meeting? And if you haven't got a purpose, reach out and ask for one. And secondly, what are the outcomes that they're hoping to achieve? If you don't know what the purpose is or what the outcomes are going to be, you really shouldn't be attending that meeting. Everyone who calls a meeting has a right to you that they let you know what the purpose and the outcome is. So they're my three top tips for today, and I look forward to sharing loads more in upcoming podcasts. Thank you for joining us on It's About Time. And if you'd like to know more about me, then visit mariohalubis.com. Or if you'd like to book a session with me, go to prioritymanagement.com.au. All details are below. And remember, it's about time. Don't forget to like us.